Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is Friday, January 13th, 2023. You have tuned in to the online Juma service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center. For the first half hour, we will play a recording of chapter 18, titled El Kaf, or the Cave in English, as following the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet that we listen to chapter 18 on Fridays, or read chapter 18 on Fridays. Then in about 25 minutes, at the top of the hour at 2 p.m., we will begin the Friday Kutbah, or Kutbah means the sermon. So at this time here, we will begin the recording of playing the chapter 18.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government. And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ
Assalamu alaikum wa بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبحث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تسألون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الهدي كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشرور أمور مفساتها وكل مفسات بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم بعد. We always open the khutbah, the sermon, by first thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty. We love Allah. We thank Allah. We're always seeking Allah's help, His aid and His forgiveness. His forgiveness from the evil actions that may transpire from our own hands. And we always say that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, that there is no misguidance for that individual, man or woman. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, allows to go astray, no one can bring that individual back to this very beautiful here today in front of all of you. I bear perfect witness and testimony with sincerity and certainty that there is no thing, no group, no ideology, no concept worthy of our complete devotion except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, is his last messenger and a long line of messengers, starting with Adam, alayhi salam, peace and blessings, be upon him to Easter, of course, Muhammad being the finality and still of the prophet. My dear brothers and sisters, we have come here again to this beautiful day of Yom Jum'ah, the day of gathering the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us to come and remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, to remember Him. And for many of us, we go throughout the week and we are oftentimes not remote, near, or coming to contact with anything that looks like Islam, right? reality. Most of us, we go to work, we go to the grocery store, whatever it may be, the daily toilings and weekly toilings of life, and we come into environments or contact with stuff that is oftentimes diametrically opposed to what we believe, right? And so we come here on this Yom Jum'ah, this day of gathering in the masjid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained to refuel our purpose, to refuel or revitalize our Islam, right? To realign our understanding with the principles of this beautiful being of Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, right? So for those who've been able to come to the masjid today, those who can hear my voice online, we make dua, we make prayer, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah to continue to keep you on the straight path for all of you. A few weeks ago, I heard a very compelling and endearing khutbah or sermon from our dear brother, beautiful African-American brother, Ustad Mufti Abdul-Basri. May Allah preserve him. And it served as a great reminder about the importance of time and the expiration of time. And during the khutbah, the brother made a statement, and this is the statement that stood out to me, and I pondered about it for a week on end. And he made a statement that of the Asma al-Husna, or the Asma al-Husna, or the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of them we say, we learn from the Quran and the Sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Razaq, the one who gives risk or provision, the one who provides. And so we know that provision looks like many different things, in the form of clothing, food, a companion, shelter, etc. But of the things that is provision that many of us forget, because we're in the thick of it, is time, right? So just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you bread, Allah also gives you time. And just like a piece of bread, the brother said, if you put it on the shelf, it will expire. And so likewise, your time also will expire, right? And that when your time comes, we understand that there's nothing we can do. And we have evidence from the Quran, from this is Surah Al-Munafiq, ayah number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minashaytanir rajeem, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah, he says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِرَهُ نَفْسٌ إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah, he says that, and when your appointed time comes, there's going to be no delay for your soul. Period. When your appointed time comes, there is going to be no delay for your soul. And Allah Azza wa Jalla emphasizes this in the Quran, because we learn from other pieces of the Quran and Sunnah that when your time comes, or when certain people's time comes, they're going to say, Ya Allah, just give me another day. Just give me a little bit more time in this dunya, so I can say I love you to this person, or do that, or make some more money, or do this, or try to get my life right, right? But Allah, he says, وَلَنْ يُعَخِرَهُ نَفْسٍ إِذَا جَعَ جَعَ That there will be no delay, right? And for those of you who work, for example, in hospice care or volunteer with hospice, the people who are fully transitioning into the next life, and if they can talk in those last few hours or days, quite often you hear them say what? Quite often you hear them say, I wish I had more time. When my grandmother was on her deathbed, she said this. It was leading into the 2 days where she could talk, and then there were days where she couldn't, right? Before she expired. But those last days, I wish I had more time, right? Your time will expire. And so Sheikh Uthaymeen Rahimahullah, he said that we can measure the purity of our heart based upon how much regret we have for how much time we waste, right? You can measure the purity of your heart based upon how torn up you are inside regarding how much time you wasted. And so when we think about it, how many hours have went past and we didn't benefit from it? Meaning we did something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. How many minutes and seconds went past and we didn't benefit from it, right? You see, life and time, these things are more valuable than anything we commonly understand to have value. Gold, silver, money, etc. All that will eventually be replaced and actually is being replaced, right? I spoke to a brother. He moved his family from California to Indiana. It was $100,000 and the company that moves them say, we don't even take cash. We only take Bitcoin. Sure. These things are being replaced, but life and time can't be replaced. It's only going to expire. It's only going to expire. You know, Ibn Qayyim Rahimahullah, he said that wasting time is essentially worse than death. Because when you die, you're only cut off from the people. You're only cut off from the world. But when you waste time and you don't do anything that's beneficial for your soul, you're slowly cutting yourself off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? He said when you waste time, it's worse than death, because when you die, you're only cutting yourself off from the world and the people and the things you like and your car and your house and food, etc., right? Stuff that's fleeting anyway. But when you waste time, you're not doing anything beneficial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, then you are slowly cutting yourself off from Allah. Now, when I say waste time here, again, I'm not talking about relaxation, because relaxation is halal. That's permissible. We have evidence of this from the hadith of the companion Alhamdulillah, Al-Usaydi, and Abu Bakr. And the hadith goes that Abu Bakr, he came to Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah, he said, Ya Abu Bakr, I am a hypocrite. I'm a munafiq. And Abu Bakr, he's looking at Alhamdulillah. He said, how are you a hypocrite? We are amongst the companions of the Prophet. Uh-oh. We're amongst the companions of the Prophet, right? We are the first people to hear the wahi, the revelation of the Quran. How are you a hypocrite? He said, I'm a hypocrite. Humbly, he said, I'm a hypocrite. Because when we are with Rasulullah, we're with Muhammad. And he is talking about the Akhirah. When he's talking about Jannah, heaven, and Jahannam, and the fire, it's like I can see it. And I love it. And I feel close to this thing. But when I leave the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I go with my family, I forget about it a little bit. I'm not as cautious as I am about my actions. I love my wife. I'm relaxing for my kids. I'm having fun. And you know what Abu Bakr said? The friend, the best friend of the Prophet? He said, me too. He said, me too. So they both went to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Abu Bakr, he said, Ya Rasulullah, he said, me and Alhamdulillah, we some hypocrites. Because we were with you. And we're talking about this beautiful deen, and we're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're talking about Jahannam and Jannah and the paradise and the fire and the malaika, the angels and the world. We love it. It's like we can see it. But when we leave you and we get with our family, and we get with our wives and the things we love, we are thinking about that. He said, Ya Alhamdulillah. Sa'atan wa sa'atan. He said, there's a time for this and a time for that. There's a time for relaxation and being with your family. There's a time for worship and balancing the scene. MashaAllah. So the point here is that when I say waste time, we're not talking about being with your family, wife, children, and beautiful children. We're not talking about that, but brother, understand, and sisters understand. There's a difference between being with your kids for 2 or 3 hours or your wife for 2 or 3 hours or at the night, then sitting on Saturday for 8 hours playing video games. Sisters, there's a difference between being with your children and your husband and your free time and sitting on YouTube for 12 hours watching cooking and baking shows. There's a difference, right? And I watch them too, by the way, but not 8 hours. I'm living them, right? There's a difference. And so most importantly, we get from another hadith from Abu Hurairah, he said in the translation, do not abuse time. And here he's talking about wasting it. Called dahara. Don't abuse it. Don't waste it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ وَدَهَرًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is time. He's the owner of time. And if you abuse it, it's like you're abusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you waste it, it's like you're wasting away this opportunity. Alhamdulillah. So the bottom line here is understanding that our time, it's very limited. It's provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like food, just like sleep, just like clothing. Allah gives, Allah extends, and then Allah withholds. Right? Allah gives provision, and Allah withholds. Allah gives you time, and at some point, Allah is not going to delay your soul into a point in time when it's time to go, and Allah is going to withhold. any life that's left, right? So we be mindful of that. And so we make the dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more cautious of our time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use our time more beneficially. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And so I'll leave us with this last reminder that when we come here and listen to the khutbah, these opening statements called khutbah al-hajj, the sermon of necessity, which was the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. But there's one ayah that we hear and we listen to. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Allah, he says, don't let the death come to you except that you died as a Muslim, that you died most specifically in a state of Islam. Because you can be a Muslim, but not be in a state of Islam, right? So Allah, he's warning you that don't let the time expire unless you died in a state of Islam, that you were on the right path, you were doing the good things, you had positive thoughts, you were being good to your husband, your wife, your children, to humanity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that entails, right? All that entails. And while it's not easy, we know it's not easy, but alhamdulillah, what would this life be if it was just easy, right? What would it be if this was just easy? And so again, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect us, to guide us, to keep us on the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect those in this community who are struggling with depression, financial issues. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to heal them and help them out their situation. We always make dua for our brothers and sisters across the world who are struggling with the same thing, death, poverty, destruction, mental health issues, corruption, etc. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to help them, protect them. Alhamdulillah, of course, we make dua for the community of Warfing Muhammad, mashallah. As I came into Islam, I didn't know anything about it, and I got introduced to beautiful brothers and sisters in the community throughout the nation. I went to a conference, American Muslim, something conference in Chicago. It was just, I went to look for a wife to be fine. And it was just, wow, amazing, mashallah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make dua for this community and those like it and protect us, keep us on the straight path, keep our hearts soft, and keep us on the path of Mustafa. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله أقيم الصلاة.
Straighten your rules and your mind, deep into your heart, filled with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praise the law like it's going to be the last time. Allah. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الم فَلِكَانْ كِتَابُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَابِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى Yeah, so you get so pleased with the puzzle and the game. Are you back? In the back? Yeah. You look to the American and very appreciated. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a little nervous too. Yeah, and I'm great. And I was just. Any more announcements? We do have a wonderful meeting with the That's okay. Right. Okay, good. We got on.